Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth Imam. This hadith is about one of the virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram. This is a very sad and solemn month because, as you know, in this month, the leaders of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred on the plain of Karbala at the hands of the army of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And for this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners and our audience on this day. And as you know, today is the day of Tasu'a. This is the ninth of Muharram, which is a very difficult day and night for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his followers, and eventually led up to the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura, which is tomorrow. In this beautiful hadith, we read the following being narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is no prophet in the heavens or the earth except that he asks God Almighty to give him permission to go and visit the grave of Imam Hussein, to perform the ziyarat and the pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein in Karbala." Right? As you know, visiting the grave of Imam Hussein, doing the ziyarat of Imam Hussein, not only by visiting Karbala and going there, but also even if you're unable to do so, if you can do this from a distance, this is one of the virtues, one of the great virtuous acts, and it has many rewards in this world and in the hereafter. In any case, this is something that has been mentioned in the hadith, that it's so virtuous that all of the prophets, meaning the prophets of the past, all of them ask God to give them permission to go and to visit the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and pay visit to him. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "So, a group of them are descending and a group of them are ascending." Meaning, there's so many people who want to visit Imam Hussein's grave, so many spirits of these prophets and these saints of God, these friends of God, that large groups of them are constantly descending from heaven, visiting the grave of Imam Hussein, and a group of them is ascending, and this continues, right? This shows us how virtuous this is. And, you know, an interesting point mentioned in this hadith is that if we want to visit the grave of Imam Hussein, it's necessary for us to ask permission from God to do so. I mean, this is something that, not everybody has the ability to do so. It's only with a special, permission that God gives that a person can achieve the success and become successful of performing this virtuous deed. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of visiting Imam Hussein's grave and doing ziyarat of his grave in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.